David, you're very welcome to In Business. Thanks for joining me.
Great to talk to you, Amber.
So David, there's a strong digital confidence in .ie domains here in Kerry. Talk us through some of the findings, I suppose, and what you were seeing in terms of the figures.
Yes, well, we had a great year for .ie's. We had just over 50,000 new .ie's registered during the year, and that brings the total now to 333,000. So a very good year, let's say up 9% overall, and a good year for Kerry business as well, because we had more than 1,000 registrations to Kerry businesses, and that's up 12% compared to last year. So overall, it's a message that digital business is important to Kerry business people, and that's great to see.
It certainly is, and I think there's over 6,400 or so Kerry businesses now that have that .ie domain as well. And it seems from the figures, as you mentioned, that we're seeing steady digital growth when it comes to businesses here in Kerry.
That's for sure, yes. The number of businesses in Kerry that have a .ie is up by 3% compared to last year, as you say, to over 6,000. So that's a very good sign. These days, we know that consumers, you know, they go online to do their research, they go online to shop, and they go online just for basic everyday things. So I'd say to Kerry business, if you don't have a presence of some sort, even a very basic website with basic information about your company, you really are missing out on connecting to, you know, local business, local customers, and really letting people know, you know, your local identity, your connection to local people. And that could be really important if you're in construction or if you're in providing business services or tradespeople. You know, letting local customers know where you are and how they can contact you is the reason why you should choose a .ie website.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that as well, because it is vital really for businesses to have that presence online now. And I think you mentioned it there as well, that if they don't have a website, or even if they have one but it's not a good one, or a, you know, an easy to access one, maybe they really are missing out on those customers, aren't they? Like, it really is a market, I suppose, of their business that they're losing out on, I suppose, essentially.
They really are, yes. They're losing out, they're losing business. The website can be your 24/7 salesperson, effectively, and letting people know where you are and what you're providing and that you're open for business. And somebody in the tourist sector once said to me, if I don't have a website, I'm invisible. And that's because international tourists, they do their research now before leaving their country. So, you know, they have booked what shows they want to go to, where they want to visit, and even what shops they want to visit to bring home some souvenirs. And they're doing a lot of that before they leave, before you could rely really on the bus rolling up outside the shop. But, you know, that's you can't really rely on that.
Yeah.
And social, obviously, is important as well. But we would say to business, you know, don't rely on social commerce. There are some negatives. But if you can direct anyone using social onto your website, now you really have the attention of the customer and you can get your trusted message across to the customer.
Yeah, you certainly can. And I know as well, I was looking at the figures and I think it was the construction and the digital services, well, they seem to be driving the growth from the figures that you have. So talk us through those trends there maybe, David, and what you were seeing in those areas.
Yes, as you say, construction was up about 4%, and that's important because obviously the builders and builder suppliers and so on, they're largely local businesses, so that's not surprising. What's a really high percentage of the total is wholesale and retail trade. Again, not really surprising. But what's great to see is arts, entertainment and recreation up 35%. So what's that tell you? That tells you that that there's great creativity for a start, and that people are using digital to connect, maybe more so than perhaps newspapers or handouts or pamphlets that they might have used before.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, to see the trends there and to see it changing, I suppose. And as you said, you know, different areas coming in that we might not have expected to see.
That's true. And some people are maybe late to the digital journey, but I think they're recognizing now that, yes, social can kind of attract customers. But if you want to give the details of the show or whatever the arts and entertainment is, you know, or opening times, etc., prices, you know, really it's the website that people go to for that. So even if somebody's kind of late to that digital party, I think they're pretty much saying, look, the website is now my, we call it kind of prime real estate, your prime digital real estate for the business. You know, that's the place that's trusted, and that's where you own it, and you can control it, maybe versus social.
Yeah, that's very good message, because I know we've spoken to people as well in terms of, you know, scams. Actually, in the CCPC, they were on with us there, I think it was before Christmas. Now, at this stage, it was a few weeks ago anyway, but they were saying, you know, that you have to be very careful in terms of following those things you see on social media, because they might not direct you to the legitimate website. So having a legitimate website and having that .ie domain, I suppose, as well, it is a very trusted brand in itself as well, isn't it, among customers? So it's going to be sure, I suppose, that the business that people think they're going to is legitimate, and I suppose it's a trusted source and a trusted brand, and an important one to make sure that the business is going to where it should go as well.
That's true, and the CCPC is a really reliable source as the body responsible for consumer protection. You know, they're interested in making sure that consumers don't get scammed, and our data shows that a lot of these scams, they kind of originate on social, you know, with some very attractive offers, you know, 40% off, they're time-based, you know, only 12 hours to go on this campaign, click now quickly and, you know, get your 40% off. So yeah, social is kind of a source of some of that, let's call it bad stuff online. But what we'd always say to consumers or to your listeners is, if you're in doubt at all, just type in the domain name, and that makes sure that you're getting to the website that you think you're getting to, rather than clicking through from social. But again, our message would be consumerstrust.ie. And businesses that register with a .ie, let's say, rather than a .com or something else, you know, they're getting that message across that they're protecting their customers when they shop with them online, or if they give their credit card to them online. So yes, really important message.
Yeah, it certainly is. And you spoke about digital transformation, I suppose, and the growth of it, and maybe some people being slightly late to the party as well. But in terms of the growth of it, I suppose, David, it really took off in the last couple of years or so, probably sped up for some businesses based on the pandemic and the need to get online quickly to do some bit of business while they couldn't open their doors physically. But it's remained high and it's continued to grow as well. And I can imagine that's probably something we're going to continue to see, because as you mentioned as well earlier, it's just such a convenient way for customers to access a business 24/7, isn't it really?
It is, yes. And that's a great message. It's a 24/7 sales outlet, and it's one that's trusted. And you're right that for people who are a little bit late coming online, like, it's so important now, especially with AI prompting that's available, that you really have somewhere that you're providing your messages to consumers and to citizens. You know, you're letting them know who you are and what you are, genuinely. And if you have a website, AI will find you. If you don't, you know, it's going to be much harder. So yes, even if they're late to the party, so to speak, I'd say it's never too late in this sense. And it is easier and cheaper than ever to get online, to get a website, have it hosted, and then to have a website that you can own, control, and improve over time. Start small, and you can make those kind of incremental improvements that kind of get you to having a really nice digital presence. You can certainly be a great place for local people to go to shop and find out more about you as a business.
Yeah, absolutely. And if anyone's listening and they're starting off maybe a business, David, or, you know, they're in the early stages and they're looking to set up that website and looking to get it going, how do they go about contacting yourselves to get that .ie domain? How does it all work?
So if they go to our website at weare.ie, there's a list of what we call registrars there, and they're the people that will provide a website and hosting for email or for your website. So they're a great one-stop shop if you're new and you really want to make a start. They're very, very helpful, and choose one that's, you know, local to you and that you know will be there to support you, not just to set up, but to help you continue then to improve your website as well.
Absolutely. Well, David, thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show this evening. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Great to talk to you, Amber. Thank you.